Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. Happy New Year, first of all. I have recorded this episode for you to do three things actually. One, to springboard you into the new year. Two, to get you really clear on your 2024 goals. But three, so we can start to hold some accountability. Not only is this going to be a goal setting, vision board, beautiful kind of episode, but it's going to be something that I am going to hold you accountable to, right? So what I'm thinking is going to be a good idea is for this episode, because I know I have listeners who listen to me weekly. And you take stuff from it and it resonates with you and it hits and it lands right where it needs to, etc., etc. And you resonate with my podcast and with my audience as a whole. You are all, I'm guessing, is a similar mindset. And with that, I was thinking, what is going to be the best way to support you in 2024? Because I want to make sure that your life starts to change because of you listening to my podcast. I want to make sure that this doesn't just land where it needs to and it feels good when you listen to it, but that you are actively seeing changes in your life because you listen to Unbreakable Mindset. I want you to get the same results that my clients get and also that the students in the academy get as well. I want this to be life-changing for you, which sounds, does that sound realistic? I hope so. I am pleasantly optimistic and I'm hopeful that this is going to do what it needs to do. So what I thought was, not only are we going to have a vision for 2024, but I am going to check in with you and we're going to do quarterly resets on these goals. So every quarter of the year, you're going to get back out this work that we're going to do in this episode. So please do the work, because I'm going to check in with you and we're going to do work every 4 months. I was trying to work out how many months it was in a quarter. Every 4 months. No, wait a minute. Right. Every 3 months, we're going to check in. I had it in my head that a quarter was every 3 months. And then I thought, no, it must be every 4 months. We're going to be checking in with this every 3 months, guys. And I'll make sure I've got it in my diary. Because I do this. I do a quarterly check-in with myself, and I've probably done the odd episode as well when we go into quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four. But we're going to do it with purpose this year. So send this to as many people as you think need it to get started on the year, because we're going to do check-ins. And it's going to be a lovely way for you to get momentum, accountability, and take action. Right, so 2024, I want you to have a bit of paper ready. This doesn't need to be beautiful or pretty or anything. It can literally be a scrappy bit of paper that you're going to write some notes on. Now I want you to do different areas. So chunk up your paper into, let's have a little look at how many areas we need. I'll do this while I'm talking to you. So we need work, business, we need relationship, experiences and friendships and you, stuff for you. I think that's enough. Wait a minute. We'll add one more in. We'll do, let's think. Things that are, oh God, I couldn't think of the word of this and I had a massive gap in the podcast then. I still can't think of the word. Things that cost money. Right, so things that are monetary gains. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you want to divvy up your paper into 6 different areas. Right, so, and this is going to be dead obvious what you're going to do. So for work or business, I want you to write down what your goals are. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to happen in 2024? For your relationship, whether you're in a relationship or you want a relationship, what do you want to achieve in 2024 in that area? If you're already in a relationship, what do you want to do for growth in that relationship? What attention do you want to give it? Number three, experiences. What experiences do you want to have in 2024? In your friendship group, what friendship stuff do you want to achieve? Now, that could be to expand your friendship group. That could be that you want to just focus on a certain group of people in that friendship group. It could be that you want to do more with your friendship group. Like, what's going to be important to you to achieve with your friendship group in 2024? It could be that you want to add more people in who are like-minded. That's something that normally comes up for people when they're doing this bit of work. What do you want for you this year in 2024? What do you, and some of these, when you're adding the bits on, might be more heavily weighted than others. You might want more things in other areas, and that's fine. Please don't try to even it out and have the same amount of stuff for each area, because you might have done a lot of work on one area last year, so actually it doesn't need as much attention. So it doesn't matter how many things are in these boxes for the areas. You can put as many things as you want. So with your friendship, no, you, I got lost. With you for 2024, what do you want to achieve for you? This can be anything. This could be to do with health, wellness, stuff you want to overcome. Like, is there anything that you want the universe to support you with when it comes to your insecurities, your appearance, your health, your mindset, whatever it is? What do you want the universe to support you with, or what do you want to attack or do something about in 2024 that's about you? Then the last one, I put monetary gains. That's not the word that I want to use, and I apologize that I can't think of the word. And it might come to us as we're talking, and this is what happens. God love anyone who's 40 plus listening to this, because you'll know that words escape you and you can't think of the word that you want. But the word that I'm looking for is something to do with things that cost money. So, like, for example, on my list of these things would be, like, I remember I had a picture of Holland and Cooper. And I had a picture of their lovely long Macs. They do a beautiful coat. They always do beautiful coats. They do nice clothes, but they do beautiful coats. And I had images of those on my vision board. And not necessarily because I wanted those particular coats, but I wanted to be able to afford their coats and not think about it. So that was one thing that I used to have on my board. And I achieved that. I got two of those coats. I got one coat last year and one coat the year before that. Then it could be, I used to have things like an image of Jo Malone. I wanted to be able to afford Jo Malone products without having to save for them, to just be able to walk into Jo Malone and buy whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. It could be that it's a car on your vision board. It could be that it's a handbag on your vision board. Like, things that other people might think are a bit vulgar and don't matter, but you really want to eat, and it's nice to have nice things. Never be ashamed of wanting nice things, because you know what they do? They elevate us to feel good, right? I don't want you to feel bad that you don't have it, but I want you to feel good when you do get it. So whatever it is on your board that you think, oh my God, I would love to have that, put it on your board. And obviously with experiences, that could be holidays and things like that you want to do. So the six areas that I want you to look at, and as you're listening to this, you might have paused to be able to write that down. If you haven't, go back to the point where I started to talk about them. Pause, write them down, because we're going to go into stage two. So if you need to pause at this point and redo stage one, that's fine. We're going to go into stage two now. So stage two, now that you've got your list, I want you to get intentional about it. And I want you to create a vision board. Now, if you are a listener of my podcast, the likelihood is you've got a vision board already, guys. If not, then this is the time that I want you to start. And all you have to do with a vision board is Google all the things that you've just talked about, right? So even if it's increase friendship circle or something to do with friends, or it could be having more experiences with friends. So you might, one of those experiences that you might want to do with your new friendship group that you want like-minded people, that you go to yoga with them or you go to a spa, then you would just Google friends at a spa and then click on images and it will provide you with images and pick whichever feels the most comforting, most aligned with the goal that you're looking for. So now Google's a bit harder now to save images because a lot of them are copyrighted. So what you can do is screenshot them if it's on your phone and then just shrink it to the size that you needed. Or you can, if you're on a Mac or I'm guessing Microsoft have the same, you can like screenshot it on there or they do a snap screenshot on Mac. I've no idea. I'm so sorry. I don't know what it looks like on any other computer, but they do like a screenshot tool where you can just go over whatever on your screen and screenshot it, and then it saves it to your desktop. Right, so they're the things that I want you to do, all of those gorgeous images. And now I want you to get a Word document. So if you're on Microsoft, pull up a Word document. If you're on Mac, pull up a Pages document. And then I want you to copy and paste and move these images onto your document and spread them out. Make the thing that's most important to you. This is really good. The thing that's most important to you for 2024, put at the center of your board. Then everything else goes around it and just, it needs to feel good. So now you've got your vision board. And the last thing that I want you to do is I want you to start thinking about what is going to make you the most, oh God, is this the right sentence? I don't know if I'm saying this grammatically correct. What is going to make you the proudest? Oh yeah, that is grammatically correct. What is going to make you the proudest when you get? And why? What is going to make you the happiest? And why? And now, once you've done all that, I want you to sit with this all the time. This is your vision board now. So when you're manifesting, meditating, however you do it, look at the board first. Look at your document first that you've just created. Have it as a screenshot on your phone. My husband has his as his screensaver on his phone. So he sees it every time he opens his phone. So that's something that you can do. But if you don't want anyone else to see it, I mean, he's not bothered. But if you don't want anyone else to see it, then you can have it saved in your personal file on your computer, or you can print it off and have it somewhere, wherever is easiest for you to refer back to. And as well as meditating and manifesting on it and asking the universe and getting excited and getting high vibrations and bringing it all in, I want you to start thinking about your journey towards it. Now, this is something that changed my life when I did it at New Year, right? One of my New Year's intentions was to become a coach. One of my New Year's intentions was to support my daughter better because she was struggling at school. I mean, she was only 4 at the time or 5 or something, but it felt like it was really important to us at the time to have a better relationship when we were doing homework. So I committed to getting her a tutor at the time. It was, you know, something that I could afford. I was a single parent at the time, but I thought, you know what, that is something that might help us both if she was to have that. There was other things that I set myself at New Year. I'm trying to think off the top of my head and nothing's coming to us. But my intention for becoming a coach was the thing at New Year that, because there was loads of stuff that year actually that I set myself. I was at my friend's house. I've definitely talked about this, so I won't go into too much detail. But I was at my friend's house, babysitting her children. My daughter was at her dad's house because it was New Year's Eve and it was his turn. And I was on my own. I was single at the time. And I made a commitment to myself of the things that I wanted for 2024. No, sorry, not 2024. God, this was like back in... Ooh, so it would have been 2012 going into 2013. And that was when I decided I wanted to become a coach. I wanted a better work-life balance for my daughter. I wanted to be able to be home more, to spend more time with her. I wanted to be able to help somebody the way coaching had helped me. There was loads of reasons why I wanted to become a coach. And I remember just thinking, life has to change from this point because I am tired of the struggle. So it was a real moment in time. And this is why I wanted to do this episode, real specifically for that, that although we can set intentions and goals for the year, if we are not intentional about the actions that we need to take, nothing will happen. So one, it's about being intentional. So we've done that work. We've been intentional. We've created the vision board. Two, I want you to figure out your why. What's pushing you to do all these things? So that's where I was going to with that. Sorry. When I decided to become a coach, there was two things pulling me. One, that I wanted to help somebody the way coaching had helped me. Sorry, there was two things pushing me. There was one thing pulling me. Pulling me was the really wanting to do it because it had helped me so much. Two, I was sick of just surviving every month. I wanted a way to earn more money. I wanted to be able to have opportunity to earn my own income. I wanted to break the ceiling that I'd put on myself. But this was the biggest push for me, was the fact that I wanted to have a better work-life balance for my daughter. And because I knew those three things, the one thing that was pulling me, the two things that was pushing me, it made me more intentional about doing the thing that I knew would be the hardest thing that I'd ever done, which was going back to study. And that was not something that was in my comfort zone. It was the thing that caused me depression when I was 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It was the thing that pulled me under, was feeling like I was thick and I couldn't do it. And I was about to step back into that. So to do that thing that was so hard, the studying for me, I had to have a big enough pull and push factor. So I want you to start thinking about why you've put the things on your vision board. What means the most to you that you know you need to do something about? So this is the next stage that I want you to do. I want you to write down what action you're going to take now from the thing that's most important to you. So my intention was, I want to become a coach. My action was to look at what courses were out there and to sign up. And by February the 1st, I had signed up to a coaching diploma. So not only did I have a vision, and I understood my why, what my push and pull factors were, but more importantly, I'd taken action. And once I paid the money, I had to do it. And I think I told two people about it as well. I would definitely advise whatever it is that you want to achieve to tell somebody about it, because that holds you accountable. Now, most people go, oh my God, but once if I fail and then I've told someone about it. No, you're not going to fail. Stop setting yourself up for failure before you've even started. Tell people about the goals and the things that you want to achieve so that they can support you and you can check in with them and let them know how it's going. And then you will have that added layer of accountability because you've told somebody about it. Okay. Be intentional. See, this is a lovely thing to do for 2024. See this as the change that you want to see in your life right now. And then what we're going to do in coming episodes is talk about how we can enjoy it, how we can enjoy the process and getting the things that we want to achieve. Have an amazing new year, everyone. Happy 2024. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. And I can't wait throughout the year to hear the things that you've attracted, manifested, achieved come off this vision board. Like, this isn't just a nice to do. This is an intentional. We're going to smash the things. We're going to start taking the things that you've just put on your vision board. We're going to start lifting them off because you've achieved them throughout this year. Okay, have an amazing, enjoy this experience first of all, sorry, but have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.